Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. JimDonovan.com is his website. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 17 and a half great years that you've been joining us. We appreciate the dedication. How about that, huh?
That's amazing. Yeah, it really is.
1998 when you first joined me.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember the whole thing. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's interesting. On the break, I was thinking about what you were talking about, the whole work-life balance. And one of the big problems, I mean, I wonder, and this is, I think, a guy thing more than women, is how much of this gotta work is self-imposed.
Yeah.
It gives us an out. I don't have to deal with whatever's going on in the house. I'll put all my energy on the business. And that can be a trap, too. And again, this is where coaches come in.
That happens. You're right, that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is an area that you're strong in. If someone's looks around themselves, like we talked about earlier, and they're checking their position, they're seeing if they're being successful in other areas or not, besides their businesses, and they're saying, wait a minute, you know, I'm out of kilter here. I'm off my gyros are not level. I got to get some help. What would they do? How would a coach help them?
Well, for one thing, we'll take a look at, or if I were coaching, I would take a look at your patterns. Tell me about your day. Tell me about your week. Where do you see problems coming up and what's behind them? Maybe it's just a matter of you're stressing out because you're not taking any time off. You're not taking enough time. You know, there was a great article years ago in Inc. magazine about a guy, the CEO of about a 100-person company, and he found out that when he went on vacation, productivity increased.
Yeah.
So he started scheduling more vacations. He would take like 2 weeks every 3 months. And the company was growing because while he was gone, the people that were there wanted to impress the boss, right? Because everybody liked him.
Right.
He treated them well. They liked him. And so while he was gone, they would do more stuff to surprise him when he got back. It was like, hey, I like that plan.
I wish my employees would hear that.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's broadcast that one. But that's the thing. Sometimes you just have to program it in. Sometimes you know, when was the last time you or me or anyone else took a self-care day? Actually, I did not long ago on my birthday. But, you know, self-care day is for 24 hours.
What is a self-care day?
Yeah, you do no work whatsoever for 24 hours.
You sit in a recliner for 24 hours?
Well, no, you can do lots of things. I got a pedicure if you want to have photos.
Oh, that was too much information, Jim.
That's too much information.
I didn't need to know about that.
I did put it on Facebook.
Don't do that.
No, it's very cool. It's actually quite nice.
I'm glad I'm not following you on Facebook.
Yeah, right. There you go. I did all my Facebook friends.
Other than a pedicure, what else could you do, Jim?
Yeah, aside from pedicure, well, you get a massage, you can take a walk, you can go for a ride.
I took my dad, before my dad died, he and I got the truck, loaded up in his truck, and just started driving. And I went back to some areas where he grew up, and by the afternoon, he said, are we lost? I said, Dad, do we care where we are? We got nowhere to go and all day to get there. You know, does it matter? He said, no, not really. I said, if you don't care where you are, when you get back, you can't be lost.
Right, you're not lost.
Maybe a good day like that would be just to, somebody said that they used to take on vacation, they'd take all the money they had and they put it into two piles. They put put half of it in one pocket and half the other pocket. And they would go until they ran out of money in one pocket, and then they'd turn around and come back on the money in the other pocket.
Okay.
How about that for a day off, right?
That works. Yeah, that works. Well, that's the thing. It's a matter of doing it. I mean, the whole self-care day idea. Some people look at you weird if you suggest something like that. So it just doesn't enter our minds to take a whole day and not do any work.
And these days,
applies to women, that a housewife who cooks dinner. You don't cook dinner on that day. Let somebody else cook dinner.
Well, you know, these days, Jim, you'd have to turn off the cell phones, right?
Somewhere there's got to be a line, too.
Completely disengage, right?
I'm sorry?
You have to completely disengage. I mean, just
go off the grid. Disengage from work. Disengage from work, anyway.
Off the grid. Off the grid.
I'm talking about one period of time. I mean, yeah. We live most of our lives without cell phones. If you're over the age of 40, you live most of your life
That's
without
right.
cell phones.
That's right. I know young people don't understand that much, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I have trouble. It's like, oh, my God, I forgot my phone. It's like, wait a minute, I lived a good three quarters of my life without a phone. Mm-hmm. What am I worried about? We're so tied to these things, and I think that's part of it. The constant stream of incoming
the technology hasn't helped, has it, with this
stress. Compounded the problem, if anything. Yeah. I'll tell you the one thing that's been my ace in the hole for the last 29 years is I spend at least 15, 20 minutes meditating every morning. If I don't do that, I'm a basket case. I'm bad enough as it is. So yeah. I can't imagine if I just hit the ground running, what would happen. Well, I know what would happen. Ask my wife. She'll tell you what happens if I do that.
What do you do when you meditate? I'm just
quiet. I use music. I use music to bring me into an alpha state.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of mind brain
You don't do candles and things like
through.
That, do you?
I'm sorry?
You don't do candles and things like that, do you?
No, I don't do the whole ritual stuff. Good. I could. It's a nice thing to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Jim. Next time you decide to get a pedicure, keep it to yourself.
Oh, okay. You know what he said? I was going to stream you a video.
We don't need to know, Jim.
Small Business Advocate video stream.
JimDonovan.com. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. By the way, folks, the books are... What are you waiting for? It's Your Life, Reclaim Your Life, Handbook to Happier Life. You're starting to get the picture.
Happy at Work.
Happy at Work. Happy at Work. I forgot about that one.
That's your friend Mark Allen there, publisher of New World.
Thanks for being here. Say hi to Georgia.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
See you next time. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.